Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're listening to the Fly the W670 Podcast, Season 2, Episode 4, CubsCon 2023 Recap. We encourage you to listen, download, review, and most importantly, subscribe to the Fly the W Podcast. All right, Crowley, let's keep it rolling on Saturday's session. After the Ricketts got off the stage, it was Boog Shambi coming in to talk baseball ops with Jed and Carter Hawkins.
Yeah, I would thought you were excited. I was happy we got you a front row seat so you could see what Carter looks like, right?
I've seen Carter Hawkins before. Young guy, though, man. He is a young man.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting. I asked him a question about the outfield jam-up, something we've talked on this show many times, with Seiya and Wright, Happ in line for an extension, mm-hmm. and PCA, Brennan Davis, and Alexander Canario. All, you know, with Davis and Canario, it's just a question of health, you know what I mean? As long as Canario, and he was there high-fiving people. He was in a boot, if I remember, on Friday night. Brennan Davis has said no issues, you know. And PCA, we've talked to many people on the show that PCA, his glove is ready. It's just a question of his bat and not but when he's going to get called up to the majors. So
now,
you know,
speaking of PCA really quick, Crowley, I saw this little note. Maybe it was MLB Network Radio on Sirius, said that he's going to get a camp invite this year. Is that news?
Yeah, that is news. That was the first we've heard of that. So that's, I'm telling you, this kid's not far. It's just a question of, you know, getting him a few more at bats. But if you said today, like they had to do with Nico, you're coming up, he could play the outfield defense, I'd argue, better than anyone on the team. He'd be the best outfielder defensively.
Wow. Okay. That's crazy.
So yeah, the kid's absolutely unreal. Him and Matt Mervis were out today at Obvious Shirts on Monday. So Joe Obvious still doing his thing. But, you know, I guess my question had to do with those guys are all coming up. Seiya's in right. Okay, so the question is about Ian Happ, right? You know, whether you're going to extend him or not. Now, the good news for Cub fans is over the weekend, both Ian Happ and Nico Horner came up with next year's agreement with the Cubs to avoid arbitration. So they found a number they both agreed upon. They're not going to have to go to arbitration hearing, not Happ, not Horner, which is great. Now the question, once you get those arbitration numbers figured out, and that's all taken care of. Now you can go back to the player and say, you know what? We can roll that in to a bigger contract, into an extension. And so that's the question with Hap. With these three guys coming up, are you going to want to give a long-term deal to Hap? And so, you know, Jed says, of course, that's a good problem to have, of course. You'd rather have too many good players, not enough. You know, there's no deal currently work, you know, no extensions currently in the works right now, but he didn't rule out that it wouldn't happen. So kind of a wait and see moment. You know, it's just one of those we talked about.
I think they have no choice. I mean, that's what you have to do at this point right now. You got to wait and see. Let's see what Ian Happ does as a player making $10.8 million when he's got his whole future right out there in front of him.
Yeah, it's just a gamble, though. If that guy does good, you're probably not going to re-sign him. And so it'll be up to the young guys. And with young guys, it's always always risky. But at the same time, you at least have three guys and not just one guy. You know, in the past, with some Cubs teams of the past, you would just have one guy. And if that one guy didn't make it, if the Ronnie Cedeños of the world didn't make it, or the Josh Bitters of the world didn't make it, there was no one behind them, not at all. Yep. Now, at least you got a couple guys that, you know, if one doesn't work out, maybe another. And, you know, and then even if that guy doesn't work out, you got another. So you got hope in the outfield. So about that, obviously, this is the first time since the last convention in 2020 that everybody is gone. It was the first convention without Wilson, without Rizzo, without Baez, without Brian. So a totally different look than the last time we were all together. So obviously, Jed, you know, talked about Wilson. People were clearly not happy that he's now with the St. Louis Cardinals. He just said the numbers never lined up. I don't believe that. you know, nothing against Jed. You know, I mean, you can say that. But if you wanted him, Dustin, you'd make the numbers line up.
Right. If you wanted him, you could make him line up. Right. That right. You know, what they wanted and what he wanted were two separate things. Yeah. It's funny hearing the fans and talking about, like, their kids, trying to explain to their kids why Rizzo and Bryant and Baez are no longer with the team. There was a guy there saying that the reason that he became a Cubs fan and watched Cubs baseball was because of the way Wilson Contreras played the game. And I thought Jed handled that one. He said, you know, listen, I can appreciate that. We liked how Wilson played as well. We wish Wilson the person nothing but the best, but now he's a Cardinal, I cannot wish him any luck.
Right. And so when you look at that, that happens a lot. You know, it's you fall in love with players, you know what I mean? And it's really, really hard to let them go. For the front office staff, their job is to make sure that the Cubs are good now and in the future. And you don't want to risk the future by waiting too long with a core group of players. We're way past the time frame of, like, it's funny, in my wall I have all these pictures up of all the players from the decades. My favorite, most impactful players, in my opinion, is how I did my man cave. And, you know, those days of guys being around on the same team for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, that's become more and more rare. You know what I mean, Dustin?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can only hope that some of those young guys that we just mentioned a couple minutes ago will be guys that once they get up to Clark and Addison are up there for 6 or plus more years. So now, how about some other highlights, Crawley, from the Saturday sessions?
Yeah, you know, I thought Carter Hawkins talked about when they looked at the free agent market, they saw how there might be a competitive advantage by focusing on defense. If we focus on defense, that's our best plan. So the other interesting thing that Jed said is that they were not done, that they were still talking to agents. And Jed brought up, hey, I was talking to agents this morning, talking about Saturday morning. And that one all of a sudden picked my ear. I'm like, really? You were talking to agents this morning?
Right. So funny how Boog handled that. Like, you know, kept asking him, go ahead, check your phone. Anything you can share? Go ahead, check your phone. I thought Boog did a great job, by the way. I thought he was great. He and Coomer will get it. He and Coomer were excellent as MC/leaders of the panels.
You know, the next panel after that was David Ross and his coaches, and that was fine. That's a tough one because they can never really say too much. They got to be careful. Like people are asking about the lineup, who's hitting you know, who's going to be leading off, you know.
Right, but it was fun. I mean, the other thing, you know, like Tommy Hotovy, who I got to finally meet in person, face-to-face, instead of just texting and talking over the phone. You know, a lot of love and support for Tommy, who's got a really big, deep staff for the first time. And I thought it was great, David Ross going out of his way, not once but twice, saying, hey, this is the best pitching coach in baseball right there. Tommy Hottovy is the best pitching coach in baseball. And of course, the news would have been, oh, Tommy's just average at his job. But I mean, he went out of his way to do that. And I don't think that's David Ross's style, to just blow smoke where there really isn't anything to blow smoke about.
Here's what I will tell you. I will tell you that that is not just a David Ross opinion, but Tommy Hottovy is highly respected throughout Major League Baseball. And it's something that I've been trying to kind of impress on Cub fans, is that the pitching infrastructure, which was a deficiency of the 2015 to 2019 Cubs, 2020 Cubs, is much better in the hands of Craig Breslow at the very top, and going down Tommy Hottovy, and then keep moving down through the minors, and the development that they're doing on pitching. Absolutely. And I thought, and if you get to listen to Tommy at these sessions, he is very well spoken. He's a very intelligent guy. And so I thought that was interesting. When they had a pitching session where they had a bunch of pitchers in there, Kyle Hendricks, like I said, they're back there, right? And somebody asked him what it was like being the last Cub from the 2016 team. And it was just funny, you know, because it's just like, where did the time go, man? Just you turn around and everybody's gone. So, you know, that was great. And I will tell you one thing, Dustin, and I thought about you a little bit here. When they were talking about on the mound and the Cubs pitchers, I was so excited about Hayden Wisniewski. I wrote in the notes, I said, he's as exciting to listen to as he is watching on the mound. He's just I don't know what it is. He just kind of is different. You know, like usually when you kind of see the pitchers, they're more stoic. You know what I mean? I kind of try to think of the John Lester or the Jake Arrieta or those type of mean, angry looking, somber looking guys. You know what I mean?
He's great. I love everything about him. I love everything about him. I'm not much of a jersey guy, more of a t-shirt guy. I think I could see myself getting something with Wes Nasty on it and wearing it to a game. Maybe there's an obvious shirt that's got something like that I could pick up.
Well, I'll talk to Joe. Joe, actually, this was awesome because we'll talk about it now. They had an awesome session with the prospects, but there were so many prospects on stage. If it was me, if I was in charge of the Cubs Con, I would have had more. They didn't have any sessions on Sunday. They instead had a clinic for kids, which is fine. But traditionally, they had down on the farm. They wanted to feature it, so they did it on Saturday night because that was the big story. But there are so many awesome prospects. If it was me, I wish they would have had it on Sunday, and I wish they would have had it by the guys that played last year on Myrtle Beach, the guys that played last year on South Bend, the guys that played last year in Tennessee, and then finally the guys that played on Iowa. I would have much rather had four sessions and kind of tried to figure out something that way. You could have combined Myrtle Beach and Iowa, and then you could have combined Myrtle Beach and South Bend, and then you could have combined Iowa with Tennessee. So the single A's and then double A and triple A combined and have two sessions, because there were so many kids out there. There were so many things you wanted to ask them and hear about. I wrote down a couple things. Brennan Davis, that guy reminds me so much of Jason Hayward in his quiet leadership, you know, and it's kind of funny because they joke about him being the old guy, but he's like 23. He's a very nice kid, but he has a maturity level to me beyond his years. Like, it's hard to imagine, you know, I'm 47 and the dude's more mature than I am.
He handled himself really well. No doubt about it.
PCA is a guy to me, absolutely has just like oozes confidence, like not in a bad way, but this is a guy that 100% believes he's going to be a great major leaguer.
Yeah. And so, he got a great reception by the fans. Great reception.
This was the first time I really got an up close look at Kevin Alcantara. And Kevin Alcantara, everyone, I trust me, I wish Rizzo was a Cub for life, blah, blah, blah. And if Kevin Alcantara turns out to be a nothing, it'll be something that'll probably irritate me for many more years. But Jesus, this kid is big. He is a big, mean looking kid that I am very interested in seeing what he kind of turns out to be in the future. So, I mean, there was a lot. Jordan Wicks was there. Ryan Jensen was there. Brennan Davis was there. Owen Casey was there. You had Ed Howard was there, a lot taller than I remember it for some reason. Matt Mervis was there. And Matt Mervis is a giant of a man, just a giant of a man. And so really awesome to see them. If you didn't hear the news, Matt Mervis is going to be playing in the World Baseball Classic for Team Israel. You're going to have Owen Cassie's going to be playing for Team Canada. And there's some other Cubs, obviously. Seiya's going to be playing for Team Japan. So there's going to be a lot of things. Stroman is going to be playing for the Puerto Rico this year. He played for the United States last time they had the World Baseball Classic. His mom is Puerto Rican. He's playing for Team Puerto Rico. So there's going to be a lot for fans to watch. But I really enjoyed seeing those kids out there. And it just, there was a time, like I said, the on the farm sessions on Sundays were always, you know, on Sundays were great. But I remember, I think it had been like 2013, 2014, they had the down on the farm session. And if you saw the guys at the table, it was just mind-blowing, the talent. I'm gonna look it up for next time, see if I can find it. But at one table, like three-quarters of the kids at that table ended up making it in the major leagues.
Yeah, well, listen, they've taken suggestions before, so let's run it up the flagpole. I don't think a lot of people thought the Ricketts would get back on stage and do what they did, so maybe they'll bring something like that back. Hey, Crawley, before we move on, you brought their names up, so I want to follow up with something you just said. Seiya Suzuki and Marcus Stroman, probably the two most notable no-shows, if you will. Mm-hmm. Any issue with two of, if not the two highest-paid Cubs not being part of this?
I'm going to put it this way, I guess, is that with Seiya Suzuki, he lives in Japan. Obviously, that travel is very difficult. And once he comes to, once, you know, it's time to report for camp, he's not going back to Japan until the season is over. Okay. So I guess I don't really fault it that much. For Marcus Stroman, I thought would have been it would have been good to see him there personally. You know, I we had an event with him at Club 400. We worked with the Lost Boys, Lost Boys Inc., with underprivileged kids, and he was so good to those kids. But you know, it's a fan convention, and the fans are the ones that you know help. You know, it's you're doing it for the fans, right? The fans are cheering for you, and they're the ones that are putting their hard-earned money for things. I would have liked to have seen Marcus there. Maybe there's an excuse. Sometimes that happens. I don't know.
Maybe I need to check out his social media. Maybe he put something out there as to why he was not part of it. But I have to agree. I don't want to dismiss what he does, because he does do good things, as you pointed out. But sometimes it's just important to show your face and take a couple pictures and sign a couple autographs.
And if you listen to the last episode when we had both Patrick Wisdom and Wayne Mesmer, if you missed the last episode, please go back, because it's really awesome. It was called the CubsCon Extravaganza. But both Wayne Mesmer and Patrick Wisdom talked about how hard is it, you know, to be nice and smile to people that really appreciate you. So,
yeah, very, very, very cool. Yeah, very cool.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.